Welcome to Comic Booked. I am Matthew McLachlan.
And I am Katie Sexton.
And this is the podcast where I teach Katie and you everything I know about comic book characters.
One character at a time. Oh, yes, yeah. One character at a time. Mm-hmm. Each episode we do one character and Katie learns really fine.
Every single character at a time. Every single character at a time. Into the character. Here we go. Motherfucking intro. Bring in the intro. I just burst noise at Katie's face.
I was waiting for it, and it still gets me. It gets me right in the gut.
I just try to always do something really dumb to get Katie a laughing, and these days I've started doing this tick where I just like cough and throw my
violently.
Neck violently, and I just go... And she thinks it's the funniest thing in the world, and I don't get it.
So
and
funny.
No one needs to get it. And speaking of no one getting something that she finds funny.
The story of my life.
Katie loves to force me to tell this story to friends and other family.
Is this blowing out the candle?
Yes.
Okay.
When I was younger, I used to choke on water for fun.
Matt had a problem. He couldn't swallow water.
Matt, stop. Please just not today. And so whenever I would choke on anything, my mom thought the best way to stop me from choking was to blow out an invisible candle. And so she would say, blow out the candle, blow out the candle, thinking I would get air out, which would stop the choking. But really what would happen is I would just go...
It doesn't make any sense.
It just looks like I'm choking with my face too close to an invisible fake candle.
Yeah, it's very funny though.
To only you, and I told that story to all of the people who also don't think it's funny.
I don't know. It's the way that you reenact it is so funny. Coughing sucks. It's like every muscle in your body contracts to push something out.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's like, quick, get started. And then like all the muscles work at once and they don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them need to work to make this happen.
I also don't think our bodies have figured out coughing.
No. We've adapted to a lot of things, but coughing is not the one we've adapted to.
No, we have to do it so many times in order to figure it out. We're not good at coughing. We're great at pooping, which you would think is like, that's the opposite. We're pushing something out, but we're pushing something out that way.
We're not great at making it clean. We got to do a lot of work to keep it clean. I got to say, we're not at peak human biology right now and evolution. I think we still got a couple thousand years before it's like, that cough was perfect. That poop was clean.
Yeah, absolutely.
We haven't developed things in our throat and anus yet to make us the perfect beings, and we're getting there.
That sounds so sexual.
It isn't, though. It's just science. It's science.
It's biology, baby.
Yeah. I have started choking for no reason at all. I don't know if this is an older person thing.
Small neck.
Maybe I just got a small neck hole.
And you probably have tiny, tiny lungs in there.
Yeah, little tiny Tim lungs. Yeah. Two little tea bags on the other side, just kind of squeezing in and out, you know?
Sad.
Yeah, it is sad. Uh-huh. And what's more sad is when I'm just sitting there, not even drinking anything at all, and I'm just minding my own business, usually in public, and I'm just like... And people are like, there's a demon in this man. And there's nothing. I've done nothing. There's no liquid.
Yeah. I want to talk about a really awkward cough that everybody does.
Okay.
But nobody talks about.
Tell me.
It's that cough where like you could, maybe you got a tickle in the back of your throat, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, I just need one like big to get it. To
get
it right to fix it.
Right.
But instead of coughing, you just end up screaming.
Okay, please explain this and give me an example.
So instead of the back of your throat closing to make the cough, right?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it doesn't do that.
Is that where you go, you know what I mean?
He's going, ha! And does that happen to anybody else? It happens to me, and it's so embarrassing because it's like a, ha!
I always just sound like, what's the giant character from Mario jumping up, and he's like, it's just like smashing his butt down onto the ground.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you smash your butt down on the ground when you cough too?
Maybe I should do that next time. I should just
slam
open up
your body down and wind it all around.
Yeah. Yeah, jigajaya or whatever they say. Zigzaya.
Oh man, no, it's jigajaya now. What does it mean?
Let's go ask Scary.
Scary.
Hey, you want to see what you're going to learn about today?
Yes, please.
So this is what I'm going to do, Katie. I'm going to show you a picture.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell me who the fuck you think this is and what you think their powers are. Okay.
Oh, shoot. Shoot dang.
Shoot dang. Pew, dang.
Oh, fancy pants.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Katie's eyes got wider than her whole face.
This is a magical man.
Yeah?
He's all-encompassing.
Tell us what you're looking at.
I got this man, this gentle man, tall. He looks like he's tall. He looks like he's broad.
Is he gentle, you think?
No, he's a bit rough. He's got this armor.
Uh-huh.
And this armor and this mask helmet thing that only really shows his nose and his mouth.
Oh.
And then it goes up. It's like a really tall hat.
Yeah.
And it's got like these three big orbs glowing. In this second picture, he looks like a character from like Neverending Story meets, what are those like little cars? What are those little race cars?
Hot Wheels?
Like, meets Hot Wheels.
He's a Neverending Story meets Hot Wheels is the crossover everyone knew they needed.
It's the kink everyone has.
I would say his hat is like the third Pokemon evolution of a top hat.
It is the 10th evolution of a top hat. His armor is like this dark purple, maroon, and silver.
Yum.
And dude, he's holding his hand out and both of these, like he's got the freaking world in his hands. Like,
he
has the power of the universe. I'm getting he's like this magical otherworldly being here.
Well, who is this then? Tell me.
This is Spanky Mac Cider.
Spanky Mac Cider?
Yes.
Was it M-A-X?
Yes.
Spanky Mac Cider.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, why?
Spanky. You know, it's kind of like ironic.
Please go on.
Because he's a tough guy.
Uh-huh.
He's not going to be spanked. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to get him.
Oh, so the irony is like, Spanky, you won't.
Yeah, you wouldn't dare.
Yeah.
You wouldn't dare.
You wouldn't dare.
Max, it's a family name, Maximilian.
Yeah, it's probably his great-great-granddad. It was probably the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And cider is because he's gluten intolerant.
He gave himself the name because he loved it so much?
It's his nickname. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
Quick thing. So,
okay.
Cider's his nickname. Yeah.
Spanky Mac Cider. Yeah, it's really Spanky Mac. But Spanky Mac Cider is like his full thing. Yeah. Yeah, so he can only drink cider, so he opened up a brewery for cider.
Yeah, obviously.
Gluten-free stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he's very considerate about that. I mean, a lot of people these days are really affected by gluten. And that's something that he's passionate about, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it's like a hobby.
He's got to love that damn hobby if he's got his name in there. So what does Spanky do? Like, what are his powers?
Spanky Max Cider, he's not good.
Okay, so he's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy.
Yeah.
He's got these, like, pink bubbles coming out of his hand in one of these pictures.
Yeah.
That's his rosé cider.
Probably his specialty.
It's his specialty.
Spanky Cider.
Spanky Cider. But he, you know, it's very acidic.
Oh.
And he uses that on, you know, people.
How exactly?
He sprays it out. He sprays it out, yeah.
Of what?
Out of his hand.
He's just spraying cider?
He's got it on tap.
Yeah?
His hand tap.
Is that like the thing on the side of his head? He has to pull it for it to come out? Like
yeah.
A handle?
Yeah. And then the three orbs on top of his head display what else is on tap.
Oh, okay. So he has to choose between kind of like those smart Coca-Cola machines at the movies.
Yeah.
So you could probably get different flavor ciders in there too.
Sure. I mean, evil ciders. The evil ciders. He sprays him with it. It's like not acid, but it's super acidic and it's a lot of alcohol and he gets him drunk.
It probably soaks through their skin too. That's probably, I would imagine,
absolutely.
A big thing. So like this guy's just spraying us with some like really good.
And then he steals your wallet.
Does he not even take him down? He's a fucking thief.
Yeah, he doesn't really hurt you. He just gets you drunk. Yeah.
Remember, we're going up against Spanky, so leave your wallets at home, guys.
Yeah. He'll steal your phones, though, and sell them.
Right.
Too. Yeah.
Like, so he's scrappy.
He's scrap. I mean, that's what all of his armor is made out of. Scrap.
Scraps.
Scrap medals.
Yeah. Probably why it's all part-time, this brewery work, because he's selling all the hero goods that he's stolen.
You know what his dream is, though?
I would love to know.
He wants to own his own food truck. And go on the road.
Well, what's the food? Or is it a cider truck?
He pairs food with cider.
But does he make the food or do the people bring the food? And then he goes, you know what? Let's put these together.
He wants to be a chef, too. That's part of what the hat is. It's a chef's hat.
Does he got an enemy? Probably like gluten boy or sober man.
Celiac disease.
it's just a disease.
It's celiac disease is his enemy.
Right. And that's the one thing that he can shoot, but he can't stop.
But he can't stop. You can't run away from your problems.
Yeah. Get some help.
Get some help.
Hey, you want to know who this really is?
Yes, please.
So this character's real name is Galactus.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. He is the size of a fucking planet, and he just roams around the galaxy, and we'll get to that, but he is fucking massive.
Whoa.
So you see him grabbing that planet, like that's a planet. So Galactus is in the Marvel Universe.
Okay.
Iron Man, the Hulk, Captain America, Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, all those goodies.
Okay.
He is the biggest bad guy, figuratively and literally. He can make himself different sizes, mm-hmm. but for the most part, he can hold almost Earth in his hand.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he could just freaking do anything then, huh?
Yeah. He is unstoppable. Like, so much so that in the movies, people said, well, Thanos was one of the biggest bad guys, but the next one's Galactus. Gotta bring in Galactus. How would you even?
Mm-hmm.
He's so big that any hero is the size of one of his pores, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. He survives by devouring planets' energy and destroying them in the process. And that is how he goes around. That's his sole purpose, is to quench his hunger. That is unending.
Oh, no.
To feed on planets, usually with living inhabitants on them.
Kind of sounds like me when I'm hungry, though, too.
Yeah. You want to get some powers on this goddamned guy?
I mean, I have an idea, but sure.
He has so many power. I basically chose my favorite. He has so many.
Okay.
So he has, I guess, technically one power that does everything else, and that is mastery of the power cosmic, which is a vast source of limitless, godly, cosmic energy and power.
Yeah, he can basically harness the energy of the universe.
Everything.
Yeah.
He does, like, no joke, name it, and he can do it, but dang. We'll go down the line. He is an immortal. And he has been in existence since the previous universe before our Big Bang.
Dang.
Yeah. Bang.
Dang bang.
Big bang.
Big bang.
So he is immortal. And he is also invulnerable. And goddamn, how many times have we said that? Invulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
He is never damaged, so much so that somehow people threw two planets at him simultaneously with him in the middle.
Yeah.
Like those damn things on the desk. It's like...
Yeah.
And put your fingy in between that.
Ouchie. Ouchie wawa. Ouchie
mama. Yeah. Imagine that. And they sent a whole arsenal of nuclear bombs at him. And he just went, ugh. Whoa. No, thank you. Sorry, boys and girls. I'm here still.
Yeah. Yikes. Is he a god?
He is basically a god.
Dang.
Yeah. He's got energy projection. Some people are like, boo, 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 boo. Beep, 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 beep. It turns into sand. Yeah, he invented sandstorm.
Yeah.
But for him, it's so massive that when he's weak, he could shatter a medium-sized planet. And when strong, which is basically after devouring a few planets, he has destroyed three solar systems at once.
Oh.
With one blast.
Oh, no.
So big, so strong.
God, what's even the point?
I know.
But, I mean, tell me more.
Oh, you want it?
Yeah.
He has size alteration. This is what I have as my notes. So big, so small.
Oh, he can get tiny.
He can get pretty small. But for him, tiny, tiny is the size of us. And I don't know if he ever does that. He goes to the size of like skyscrapers and just starts kicking shit for no reason.
Sure, sure.
So he can do that. He also can get so big that he can wrap his whole hand around Earth. Yeah, whoa. Like a golf ball or some shit.
Yeah.
He can teleport. He can just blip to wherever he wants and to any part of the universe and just like, what up?
Well, yeah, if the universe is unending, if it's just vast, he's just hop along Sally, you know?
He has molecular restructuring, which means he can literally change anything into anything. Inorganic to organic, he can make living creatures out of nothing. He can whatever he wants. He's just... that's me grabbing the earth soil and turning it into a dove.
A dove. I was going to say you could put on one hell of a magic show.
Oh, God.
David Blaine, go fuck yourself.
Chris Angel, freaking mind freak. Mind freak your own mind, you freak. Like, you we freak. Got Galactus freak.
Yeah.
David Blaine.
I'd let him saw me in half. Hey.
Hey. Fuck yeah, dude.
I'd die.
You'd be dead.
I'd be dead.
But guess what he could do? He could then make your legs grow back and then your top half grow back and then there's two of you and then I win. Or lose. I mean, lose. Yeah.
Yeah.
He has the ability to raise the dead.
What?
So anyone's dead, anyone's around, people come up and just blah, and he's like, you know, actually, I liked you. Come on back. And they're like, whoa.
So he can zombie you.
He can zombie anyone.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He's a god.
He's unreal. He's massive. Again, what would that movie even be?
Well, so I know he's a bad guy, but like, does he ever use his powers for good?
Kind of. We'll get to that.
Okay.
We'll get to that. And the last power I have here, he has power bestowal, which means he can give a very minute portion of his power to other beings who then serve him. And it makes them able to manipulate matter and energy. And they are just so, so strong. And that is the tiniest fraction, like a grain of sand of his energy on a beach of flowing. That's the ocean. That's really what I went. Yeah, you pictured it.
Does he use villains that we know of, other villains in the universe?
Mm-hmm.
As his little puppets?
Yeah. He's done it to so many people we know and love.
Dang.
I forget who. Yeah, he will have people that become his heralds, as they're called.
Yeah.
And sometimes they are good guys or people who came from another part of the universe.
Right.
You want some bio on this big old dummy?
Where did he come from, huh?
Again, he was born in the previous universe as Galen, a space explorer on his civilization. And they knew the universe was ending. And all of these astronauts went to the center of the universe, to the star. And they were absorbed and sucked in. And they all died. And for some reason, he didn't. And he absorbed the star. And when it blew up the entire universe and started our Big Bang, he was a being that was alive. And he became Galactus, devourer of worlds.
Wow. So because of the Big Bang, I mean, like he existed.
Something like that. Yeah.
So he was a space being. Was he something similar?
He was kind of like a human.
He was
on, I believe, their version of Earth at the time.
Okay.
From a previous universe.
Yeah. And was he a good guy before that?
He was a good guy. He was trying to find out how to stop the universe from blowing up.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then he got the power cosmic, which gave him all of this godlike energy. And for him, in order to survive, he has to suck the energy out of all these worlds.
Wow.
So he basically spends his entire existence going around just devouring these goddamn planets. With all this life on them, which is what makes him a bad guy. Again, he creates heralds, basically people he gives power to, and they serve him. And what they do is they go out into the universe and find planets for him to devour. So then they come back and they're like, hey, you're so big. Over this way.
Over here.
Okay.
And then he goes over there and he does it.
You would think that he would know where everything would be.
That's a good point, Kathleen.
He's got a weak point.
He doesn't even know. You think you just go, well, this planet and this planet, because I know everything.
There's a weakness there.
Well, he can get outwitted. He can get outsmarted.
What superheroes fight him?
Oh, we'll get there.
Okay, get.
He believes that he is destined to give more to the universe than he has taken. Therefore, he believes he is not evil. He just is. Now, if that isn't some asshole ex-partner kind of energy.
Sure.
I'm not evil. I just am, dude. I'm not bad.
If you can't accept me for who I am.
If you can't deal with me being a donk, then just, you know, fucking get off.
If you don't love this donk.
If you don't love my donk, frock off, you know?
Frickety frock off, yo.
I don't know what that means of him giving more, because I maybe
it sounds like he's putting himself on a pedestal of some kind. Like he's
killed billions,
right?
Trillions of people, but he's gonna give more. Fuck you, dude.
Yeah, that's not good.
He has been defeated, quote unquote, several times.
Really?
But usually he's just been outwitted and convinced to leave Earth alone for a bit. So it's not like a punch. He's like, bah!
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
never that, really.
Mm-hmm.
So you've had Reed Richards, who is the head of the Fantastic Four,
okay.
is the smartest man on the planet.
Okay.
And he sometimes can outwit Galactus.
Really?
But it's usually just tricking him and getting him to go away.
It's just checkers.
Yeah, definitely someone's getting kinged.
Yeah, interesting.
There is a being out there called the One Above All.
Oh.
And it is said to be the creator of all the multiverse, who is basically to Galactus what Galactus is to us.
Mm.
And he could easily defeat Galactus within seconds, but he's so powerful, he doesn't even give a dang about Galactus. He's like, you're beneath me. We're like, we're beneath him. He's fucking huge.
Help.
Help.
H-A-L-P. Help.
One superhero has stopped Galactus.
Ooh.
And I want you to tell me who that person is.
So you said it's Marvel Universe?
It is the Marvel Universe.
Which is Spider-Man. Is Thor?
Yeah, Thor is in Marvel.
Is it Storm?
Storm has never stopped Galactus, no.
Thor?
No. Don't think too hard.
Spider-Man?
No.
No.
You want to know?
Yeah.
Squirrel Girl, baby.
What the
Squirrel Girl. When in doubt, call the squirrel.
Holy cow, how?
She stopped him by going to space and landing on his face. And he's like, I'm so hungry. And she goes, well, here's some nuts. And she, out of her pocket, gave him some. And he was very happy with these nuts and decided to chew on all of those instead of devouring Earth. And he leaves.
I thought he was going to end up being allergic.
Oh, my shit. My face.
Throat. My throat.
He's coughing with his whole butt. Yeah. From across the galaxy, someone just hears, ah!
And then they're like, that was awkward.
That was. So Squirrel Girl, again, listen, we love our Squirrel Girl here at Comic
Booked. I am so impressed. I am a Squirrel Girl girl.
I'm a Squirrel Girl girl.
Yeah.
But that's really it for Galactus. I mean, he's the most powerful goddamn being. And if you see Galactus, you're done. You're basically dead. And he has come to believe that there's something special about Earth. And I think he stopped trying to devour it. And he's actually protected it at one point. So other beings have come. And the superheroes are basically like, we're fucked. Here they are. Mm-hmm. They're about to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
And then, boom! And they just see the back of Galactus in the sky. And he's just facing them. And they're like, no.
So he's kind of a good guy.
He just is. I'm sorry, baby. I just is. Don't hate the Galactus. Don't hate me for, you know. Johnny, your sentences don't even make sense. I'm getting on my Harley. That's a dirt bike. You didn't even move. You just spun the wheel into the dirt.
Yeah, your kickstand is still on.
Bye. That's it, tilting backwards and taking off. And then we put our arms around each other and then we watch our shitty ex, both of our shitty ex.
Mm-hmm.
We wave.
We both dated Galactus.
The shitty Johnny Galactus.
Yeah, and he was not great.
And he just grease lightnings into the sky and we're like, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you got any questions about Galactus?
Is his need to destroy things by taking his energy, it's just out of hunger?
Hunger. Pure hunger, baby. You get it.
He has to survive off of that?
Yes.
Otherwise, he, quote unquote, dies?
Yeah. Gotta get the protein.
Okay.
It's like you, after 2 hours,
yeah.
Devourer of worlds, devourer of feelings.
It's my middle name.
Yeah.
Katie, devourer of worlds.
And feelings.
I think that he's really, really cool.
He's awesome.
I'm scared, but I like it.
But hot.
Matt, why did you decide to share Mother Effin' Galactus with us all today?
I think he is the biggest bad guy that you can have. And I choose to believe that there is a bigger purpose than just black and white of he's eating everything, he's killing, and whatever mm-hmm. that is. I don't think Marvel has explored that of like him doing this for a purpose of something bigger, maybe taking the energy and doing something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
but I think that he has a vast understanding of what the freck is going on, and sure. we don't possibly. And so the fact that he then turns around and changes his mind, we change his mind.
Yeah.
This giant, basically god of the Marvel Universe almost. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty powerful. And I always thought he was a bit goofy. I mean, look at his helmet. It just looks pretty doinkish.
It's a little extra.
It's so extra. And in fact, the second Fantastic Four movie, which is not good, Galactus was just a giant ball of energy, like a planet himself. Because people are like, we're just going to have a giant purple man in the sky? Like, his dick's the size of Australia. No, thank you.
What you're saying is that he was just a planet?
In the movie.
He was like a talking planet?
I don't even think he talked. He was just a being that was, Galactus is coming. And people are like, oh, where's his helmet?
Right. I'm here for the helmet.
I'm here for the helmet.
I just spent $20 on a movie ticket to see a freaking helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll ever bring him in the movies. I kind of hope they don't.
You like him kind of being this mystery?
I kind of like him not having... Because then if Galactus is in there, what the fuck else are you going to do?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't freaking know.
I'm also all for people coming in and convincing me otherwise about Galactus. But
sure,
right now,
sure,
I just
sure.
think, what's the point? What's the point?
What's the point? He can do whatever the freaking
so
freak
he wants.
He can
raise the dead. He can make anything out of anything. What a life.
I'd like to sit and talk to him, you know?
Yeah, what's going on, gal?
What do you think about, man? Yeah. You know?
Do you get bored?
Yeah.
You're traveling around the space and stuff.
Do you
stuff.
Have any friends?
His herald's like, sir, we've got a planet in this quadrant. He's like, oh, okay, well, how was your flight?
It was fine.
It was fine. I'm going to go. No, you got to go right now? Yeah, you've literally imprisoned my family. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. All right, well, see ya.
He starts texting him.
Yeah, he's like, hey, how's your flight? Just left. Okay. He's just this doinky, like,
sweet little,
like...
Yeah, lonely guy.
Now he has a musical number about devouring worlds.
Yeah, and then we really feel for him.
He's devouring the worlds, but all he wants for his heart is the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, get on it, Stephen Schwartz.
Where the frick are you, Stephen Schwartz? Write a musical for
Galactus. Hey, is there something you want to put in my big purple helmet? You want to take it off and be like, what the hell is in there? It's probably smelly. It's not looking it. And then be like, there belongs knowledge.
We're going to talk about one of my favorite things to eat, actually. Speaking of eating, all this eating.
Okay.
Right? We're going to talk about ramen noodles.
Oh, man.
So I just have some fun facts about ramen nudes.
Okay, let's get some raw men and nudes in here.
Hey.
Oh, triple threat. Cool. Tell me about them.
Ramen is the Japanese word for the Chinese word ramen. Which
I don't believe anything you just said for a fucking second. I do not.
This is like the funniest fact where I'm just like, what? Ramen is the Japanese word for the Chinese word ramen.
Yes, yeah. Yes, okay.
Which means Chinese noodles.
Is there not a Japanese phrase for Chinese noodles?
It's ramen. I don't understand it either.
Okay.
Take what you can from it.
Okay.
Ramen originated in China, but Japan has its own version of it as well.
Okay.
China consumes the most instant ramen. Last year, 46 billion packets a year. Yeah.
In China?
In China.
I mean, that's...
It's insane.
Even if every single person in China is having a pack of ramen, that is too many packs of ramen a year.
It's not that good for you.
No.
It's really not great for you.
No. Though it's probably hell of a lot more delicious than what we got.
Yeah, they probably got better versions, better spices.
Yeah, I would be interested to see them trying our ramen. They would probably just punch it.
Well, that's my question. Do you like to punch your ramen before you boil it? How do you cook your ramen?
This is what I do. I don't like a mess, so I like to kind of... While it's in the bag,
mm-hmm.
then I flip it sideways and do another kick, and
mm-hmm.
I try to break it into 8 pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put it in the bowl and then I get all the crumblies and just kind of pour it in. So
yeah.
No mess.
Mine's very similar. Do you boil it on the stovetop? Or do you microwave it?
I didn't grow up fancy, you know, so I just kind of threw it in water in a bowl with a plate on top and just threw it in the microwave for 400 minutes and then waited. Yeah.
You told me
until
that.
It blew up.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I threw in the seasoning. And I didn't even realize. I remember just keeping the water in. I thought that's how you did it. So I was like, oh, the water tastes good, but the noodles don't. And so then I wasn't until I was later like, you can drain the water and put it on the noodles.
Yeah.
Mine was blown, dude.
I do like a little bit of broth, though.
A little bit of broth.
A little bit of broth. instant ramen is the best-selling item at Rikers.
Rikers Island? Prison. The prison?
Yeah.
I would imagine it's because it's the food, but also you get those things stale and they probably become pretty sharp.
Ooh, we're talking shivs.
Yeah, nude shivs.
Nude shivs.
Ramen shivs.
Dang.
Yeah, probably.
I didn't even think about that. Well, they said that like people hold onto the packets and they add the spices to like their meals.
Oh, cool.
Because it can be like
bland as hell.
Bland as hell because it's prison food.
So it's probably just the packets that go for a bunch of smokes, huh?
Packs of smokes. You can trade it in for playing cards and a pack of Camels.
Camels, yeah.
You know,
Marlboro Reds.
Yeah.
Cowboys smoke them.
Cowboys smoke them.
That's what Galactus smokes on his dirt bike ship when he goes up into the sky. Johnny
ship.
Galactus.
Mm-hmm. There's a Cup of Noodles museum in Japan.
Huh?
You can learn all about it. But they got a museum there.
Learn about what? The noodles? I can just read the cup.
Cup of Noodles museum in Japan.
Okay, we gotta go.
We gotta go. Momofuku Andu invented the idea of instant ramen in 1958.
No shit. I would have thought it was bigger than that for some reason.
Yeah.
Huh.
Ramen had been around for a while, but instant ramen.
Instant ramen. I got you.
So that's what he invented. This is, I think, my favorite fact.
Yeah.
There's a movie about ramen.
No.
Starring Brittany Murphy.
No.
Called The Ramen Girl.
No!
I watched the trailer for it, Matt.
Yes.
It is so bad.
Oh, my God.
It is so bad, Matt.
I'm Googling this immediately. The Ramen Girl 2008 film.
She moves to Japan following her boyfriend there.
Yeah, obviously.
And then he breaks her heart.
Ugh.
And out of heartbreak, she runs into a ramen house where she spills her guts to this Japanese chef.
Yeah.
And they console her with ramen. And then she decides she's going to learn how to make ramen.
Ramen.
And she's going to heal people that way. She's like, I'm going to make ramen. Literally sounds like that.
Trains to be a ramen chef under a tyrannical Japanese master.
It's horrendous. It's so offensive. I can't believe this was made.
Oh, man. We have to watch this movie.
Yeah, we do.
That's so good.
The noodle length inside a ramen packet is 51 meters long. It's two.
Wait, hold on. Whoa.
Two basketball courts.
Hold on. It's all one noodle?
That's what I never thought about. It's all one noodle, Matt.
No.
Apparently.
I refuse to believe that.
Okay.
I'm going to go to Japan and ask someone and train with a tyrannical Japanese noodle master and see how long I can get a noodle.
Yeah.
Four basketball fields long.
Funny thing, Brittany Murphy's not dead. She's just in Japan.
She's just in Japan.
Learning how to be a
noodle
ramen
master.
Slurping ramen is not rude in Japan. It's expected.
Why?
You like let the noodles hang out of your mouth.
That's gross.
You slurp them to cool the noodles down before swallowing. It's proper.
You know what you could do is get it on the fork and or chopsticks and just blow on it like a person.
It's a proper way to do it. You're in another country, you know, that's how they do things.
Okay. You make the rules, I guess.
I eat ramen a lot and I also used to eat ramen a lot. My whole life, I've always ate a lot of ramen.
So you've never not ate ramen a lot. Got it.
But I remember my ex-boyfriend said that I looked like a creature from the Dark Crystal when I ate ramen.
Well, he's a piece of shit.
Oh, thank you.
You're beautiful no matter what noodle you put in your mouth, honey.
Thank you.
Slurp it up, dog.
Yum.
Cool it down. Do the Japanese way. Do the proper way.
Props way.
You know, you never look bad eating, but you sound like a monster.
Yeah, I think that was maybe also his point. I don't disagree.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all
That's
I got.
It?
That's all I got about ramen.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I knew this person in college who, stereotypical, like, open three cabinets and it's all ramen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hey, well, how do you have time to make all this? You're always going to classes and stuff. Like, we're on all the same classes. I barely have time to grab food.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, no, I just grab a pack and crunch it up and then I just open it up and just eat it. I'm like, raw? Like chips?
Yeah, people eat it like chips.
Sometimes he didn't even sprinkle the little sodium packs, the little sodium death packs in
yeah.
there. He just kind of just like, oh, just crunch on it. I'm like, I think you're a psychopath.
Yeah, I don't trust people.
No.
It's like, you know, they say never trust a man in Argyle socks. Never trust a man who eats ramen dry.
Naked. Argyle socks. I like Argyle socks.
Yeah, well, I don't trust you now.
Well, you slurp ramen noodles like a demon monster, so.
Well, I've heard it before. It doesn't hurt anymore.
I've been to therapy.
I've been to therapy. I've worked through it. And I accept it.
Well, that's really great. Why did you want to teach me about ramen?
Because I was literally had some for dinner.
Because we're poor.
We're poor right now. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's Katie's go-to. Mine is sliced deli turkey and crackers. And I just place the giant stack of deli meat and I use the circle crackies to cut the meat into a perfect little thing that I scoop the, and then I put it in it and it's good.
We both grew up in Florida.
And we have no nutritional benefits going into our body.
No, not at all.
We've started taking scoops of vegetable powder just so that we could get our greens in our diet instead of just
it's not
garbage
real. Trash. It's not real vegetables.
Well, that's pretty great. Anything else about ramen nudes?
Nope, I love them. That's it.
They're so great, yeah. And I love them. And I know people who take the whatever little 99-cent packs and make gourmet shit out of them, and they're just delicious and make the best. When I first heard that, I didn't understand why I was going to a friend's house for ramen. I never understood that.
Right,
and then I'm like,
right,
this
right.
is a delight.
Fun fact, before we go, you know what you need to do? Mm. Cook up your chicken ramen. You're going to crack an egg in there.
Okay.
And then you're going to add peanut butter. You're
going to
add peanut
that
butter.
I believe that.
And you're going to make yourself some really good pad thai. Oh. You're welcome.
You're welcome, world. And
you're welcome,
hey,
world.
And with that, my name is Matthew McLachlan.
And with that, my name is Katie Sexton.
And you have been
comic booked. I'm a trash can.